Oh my gosh, it's been so long. And anyway, welcome back to DPIY, where DIY is definitely not what we're good at, especially after my fuck up last time. yeah, it's not what we're good at, but it is how we make our podcast. I'm Jake, and with me, because our technology is shit and we no longer can record from different places, we're both in the same car now. With me is my co-host, Mr. Verano.
Hey, yeah, it's kind of been a pin in the butt. It made it easier to do these episodes. We are trying to schedule as best we can, but have more of a life than I do, so shit happens and
wait. You know what makes it, what makes it easier to do an episode? When I turn off my headphones before we record, so that we're actually recording at the source instead of across the room. So, we recorded an episode in between the fucking June and now, but we never released it because I messed it up. So,
and I actually thought we had, and I just didn't realize that you never sent it to me.
I never sent it out.
I was kind of curious. I was like, wait, where the fuck is that episode? I was like, oh, well, that's unfortunately what happened. We had good material for it, and we have some of that material now.
Yeah,
Jake finally actually got to watch one of the things I was bitching about.
We had Judas. 7 months?
Yeah.
To catch up on anything that happened over that 7 months. I mean, we're still in the space where, for the most part, I'm pretty much not going to go to a theater and see anything. The comic book related stuff comes out on their associated streaming services 3 to 4 months after release. What's the point of paying for it twice? I'm already paying for the streaming service, so... You know, I'm going to watch The Marvels on February 7th when Disney Plus puts it on there.
I would agree, but I paid the money to watch Jason Momoa be Aquaman again. And well, not as bad as I thought it would be. CGI in the trailers seemed like it was a little too over the top and too easy to spot.
What?
Hold on. It's not as bad
in
as Green Lantern.
Shut up.
It's not as bad as Green Lantern still. Even though I love that character and it's my favorite.
In the space movie, they had computer-generated imaging?
Yes.
Shocking.
But, no, actually, there was really good character work. The overall story, I guess, was a little outlandish, but it is DC, so... Whatever. Oh. Superman is supremely outlandish and all his movies suck thus far.
Wait. This is a comic book movie. What fucking character work? Were there underwater explosions?
Yes.
Okay, then I'll enjoy it.
And there was a ridiculously smart octopus. That's all I'm going to say after that.
Hey, man.
It's a movie worth watching in this case.
I've got a low bar. Can my ADHD addled brain handle an hour and a half of this? But, you know... butterflies?
You can handle that more than rewatching any Superman, yes.
Oh, no. I've already told you why I love Man of Steel.
I'm not going back into it. You're just terrible when you say you like it. So,
But Space Jesus kills his Satan.
Whatever. Aquaman was good. One of us saw it, one of us didn't.
I saw Aquaman in The Flash, and it was a great cameo.
All right, going into The Flash, because we did try to talk about it, I appreciated 2 of the 3 Batman, and it was awesome.
Just
them, not Flash. Flash was really annoying.
Oh, come on. It's a Flash movie. He's supposed to be anxious and neurotic.
I meant the actor, not the character. I like the one from the show. I actually kind of wish he had done the movie as well. Never would happen, but I wish he had.
Especially when they're trying to maintain strict barriers between their teams. Like, that's the difference between modern Marvel and that DC, is they're still trying to maintain those strict barriers, whereas Marvel's throwing everything into it, which is pissing people off because now they're missing half the story because they didn't watch the show.
Yeah. But I actually thought it was good. It was funny.
I enjoyed it. I really like the Batman joke, even though I didn't mind Ben Affleck as Batman, so I kind of wanted him to come back, but that last bit...
I'm happy he's not.
No, because...
I'm okay with the others.
No, because they're not... I think coming up, it's not going to be any of them.
It's fine. They could always go to Christian Bale again.
I don't know if they would.
No, they wouldn't. No,
what I mean was that the one thing, because you know these movies when they're trying to build this interconnected universe, there's always one or two little things that matter the most on that front, and in that movie, all that mattered was that they established that there are a multitude of universes.
Yeah.
So that James Gunn could go. Fuck it, guys. We're going to this universe now, so leave that one behind and don't worry about anything you didn't like because we're doing something brand new. Like, that's what that movie was meant to do. And then they made fucking Blue Beetle, and it was great. And you can tell that in the age of payola, you can tell that a movie is really good, especially in the comic book front, when all they can complain about is the box office. Because, again, they pushed us to their streaming services. Everything's got a depressed box office these days.
Yeah.
Everything's making less at the box office than it ever was because people aren't going to the movies because we're fucking strapped for cash because you can point to unemployment, but all that means is we've got three or four jobs, you bastards. So anyway.
Blue Beetle was funny.
Blue Beetle was funny.
Great jokes.
All they could criticize about Blue Beetle was, oh, it didn't make money because they're moving to the next thing, and it was just such a underrated movie.
A little heavy on the fact that he's Mexican. I mean, obviously from the character, but just a little too many Mexican jokes. Like, just could have dumbed it down a couple times. Yet, I really enjoyed his family dynamic. Even George Lopez.
I really enjoyed it, but I also kind of figured out, like, there's a lot of these... I don't know, it's kind of like they're intentional microaggressions where it's like, even if like Jaime Reyes is definitively Mexican, like the reason why they specifically focus on that and there's no blend of any other Latin culture is because, you know, white America wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, these cultures can blend. Someone can be from more than one. They can have family that... like that, but actually, that's what I like. Speaking of George Lopez, it's a curveball. I've been watching the new show and his new show with his daughter. Oh, with his
daughter? I saw the season. Yeah.
But she is Mexican Cuban.
I don't see the Cuban at all. I see the Mexican, sadly.
It was the point of one of the episodes. She has his face. It was the point of one of the episodes because...
my joke, she has his face. I don't see the Cuban. No, but I actually do recall that. And yeah, for most, like, what was it? It's actually funny. When I end up having to tell people and they ask curiously, like, where are you from? Like, family-wise? They're surprised I'm pure Colombian. Most people are actually expecting that I'm half-half or somehow divided into thirds. And I'm like, no. I'm actually just pure on one.
To be fair, there's a lot more, like, we live in the proletariat group, you know? There's a lot more of us Euro mutts than there are anything else. So, like, most people are a blend of this and this and this and this, especially the white people. But that's what separates us from the rich white people, is the rich white people are still, you know...
Try to stay one.
they keep to themselves. And... us Euro mutts are not good enough. But yeah, no, it's the other thing about us Euro mutts is we don't fucking get it. So, like, we just assume that everybody's mixed like us. Yeah. Anyway. And yet not. That actually disproves my other point where it was like, oh, white people wouldn't get the difference.
Maybe so. Shazam 2.
Who needs to sound smart?
No, actually, that goes right into Shazam. He never did. Not once. Which actually appreciated that joke of his whole character.
I mean, that is Shazam. He's supposed to be a 13-year-old kid. Nobody knows it because he's in an adult body, but he's... And then his greatest enemy, if you think about it, his greatest enemy is the exact opposite. It's a fucking 3,000-year-old man who will die if he says the word.
I liked who played the wizard. I liked him. He's cool.
Yeah. No, I going back to Blue Beetle, I also wanted to heap praise on Zolo Manueda, I think is his name. Fucking great actor. I loved him in Cobra Kai, and he was great in Blue Beetle. And it's got it's one of those ones that takes you on a ride. Anything that can tell a story that well, you know, you're going to laugh, you're going to cry, and I mean, you're going to fucking cry, but you'll come out of it feeling good. And excited for another one, because they definitely teased another one.
We'll see. I mean, they've teased several.
Hey, man, the BB gun might come back, and I'm not going to explain what that means. And none of the 44 bots that listen to us are going to get it. But, hey, the
BB gun... I'm only getting that now because we literally talked about this a little bit ago. Otherwise, I'd have been looking at you, too. What the fuck about the BB guns?
And I'm such a fucking nerd.
Yes, you are, which is fine. We're both very nerdy about it.
Let's see, what else do... Oh, you know what we missed, or what we talked about in the last episode, but we didn't actually get to this time? And really, I think we're going at a good pace. I think this is better than what we usually do, but...
Right now, we would have been on, like, 6 rants in 30 minutes in.
I don't know what you're talking about. but one of the things we missed was Ahsoka, and... Oh, God. The thing I love about the Star Wars stuff that's coming out now is it's all filling in the gaps, because people are so deferential to the first 3 movies that came out. But if you think about it, Luke goes from one movie where he's a total beginner to another movie where he shouldn't have left that training so early to a third movie where he's just a fucking expert and there's nothing in between. And, yeah, people were like, oh, yeah, there's those books that nobody's fucking reading except for the true Star Wars fans.
Now, the ones of us who somehow figured out YouTube actually had a few people put it and explain it thoroughly, which was nice. Thank you to those who helped me out. Yet, I agree. The shows have actually plugged in certain holes that even I was curious, like, what the hell? Which I was happy about. Bad Batch plugged some holes to Ahsoka as well, and I was like, oh.
I mean, everything they're coming out with is filling holes for everything else.
Star Wars Rebels was also one which I was like, oh, I'm happy I actually somehow caught all of this before I watched Ahsoka, and it made a lot more sense.
Well, yeah. Well, the thing that you had to watch, the thing is, it was the, and that's what I think is pissing people off about some of this, is there's so much pre-reading or watching you have to do. I love that. I've been loving the comics that are showing up on Marvel Unlimited. Because they've just literally gone through eras of, you know, filling in what was happening in between each of the movies for the characters in the movies. But then also, like you were saying, with all these interconnected movies and stuff like and shows. But for Ahsoka, you had to watch Rebels to know the characters that were going to show up, like Ezra and Hera and Sabine. And Thrawn, because that's where they are major characters. I mean, Thrawn had his own book, but it was
Rebels that actually fills in a decent amount of the prequel to that. And yeah,
it's also Rebels that made Thrawn arguably what he is, because more people saw Rebels than read the book that came out in the 90s. Yeah. You know, and
I by chance just happened to just watch it. I was like, this is entertaining. And yeah, now as soon as the book came out, I was like, oh my God, I know what they're going on about. I don't feel lost.
But you also had, to understand Ahsoka, some of this, even the B plot, the A plot, you had to watch Rebels. The B plot, you had to watch a specific episode in like the, I don't even remember which season of Clone Wars.
And I did happen to finish all of Clone Wars 2 that before both. And I was like, oh, wow. I kind of vaguely recall this happening.
But they're totally building to that. And that's why, my theory on this is, so they, if you haven't seen the episode, they had this episode, or this series of, I think it was 3 episodes, where Anakin, Obi-Wan, and Ahsoka as a trio of Padawans and masters get pulled into this sort of planet where these three force sensitive beings live. There's the father who is all gray and he's kind of like the balance between the force. There's the son who's really dark and broody and he's the connected Sith. To the dark side. And then there's the daughter who's all light and airy and she is the light side. So they're supposed to represent.
She turns into a griffin.
Well, yeah, they both turn into things, but like.
Hers is cooler than the bat, okay?
They're supposed to represent like different sides of the force. And the thing about it is that everything through all of this has been some chosen one who's been prophesied to bring balance to the force. And at first it was supposed to be Anakin Skywalker, but it wasn't. And then it was supposed to be Luke, but it wasn't. And now it's supposed to be Rey, but it's not, because they just keep fucking around with it. And my prediction is that what's going to happen is
they're going to think it's Ezra and it's not.
No. I think it's going to go back to being Anakin.
Money's on Ezra again.
No, because with the Force ghost of Anakin that shows up, because at first it's just the recordings, right? But then at the end, the Force ghost of Anakin shows up and it's like around, there's like hints that, see, the thing is, in the Clone Wars episode, the son kills the daughter and then Anakin kills the son. And that, or no, Anakin kills the son with the help of the father so that the son doesn't escape into the general universe. And it was ostensibly to prevent the dark side from overtaking the force. But really what happened was, if you think about it, in Anakin's story, the dark side overtakes the force. He fucking slaughters the temple and the dark side, like, he doesn't bring balance. He shifts it to the other side. And then Luke tries to bring balance, but winds up just falling till it's back on the other side. And then Rey's supposed to supposedly be this balance. But really, I think what's going to happen in Ahsoka is we're going to have, they keep hinting back at the father's daughter son trio type thing, even including where Baylan Skoll's last scene was him standing on top of a statue of the father on this planet in a different fucking galaxy where he's stranded. And like,
beautiful imagery on that.
I know, but I think that imagery is leading to, because the other person whose force ghost is there on that planet is Anakin Skywalker. Honestly, I think Ahsoka is going to split into two sides. I think that, I'm not sure Ahsoka ever gets home. Mm-hmm. Sabine might, right? But I'm not sure Ahsoka does, because I think what happens is Anakin is the balance. He's going to become the new father, the fulcrum. His Padawan, Ahsoka, will be, thing is, she left because she was having conflicting feelings, but I think she's going to be on the side of the light. So she'll be like she might die and become a representation of the daughter.
Right, right.
In Force Ghost form somehow. I just don't know who will be the other side.
Thrawn.
No.
Yeah.
I think that's leading to something completely different.
My money's on Thrawn.
I think Thrawn is doing something to aid the Chiss Ascendancy. I think the next threat that whatever, what's her name's going to face, whatever Daisy Ridley's going to face when she comes back as Rey, is going to be something tied to Thrawn. I think that leads into, I think there's going to be split stories.
I'm still on Thrawn.
I think that's the military side. I don't think, Thrawn's not connected to the dark side.
I think you're wrong. I'm going to stick with Thrawn until we see it. Possibly not, no, but
I feel like Skull's too easy because the actor died, but I don't think it'll be Skull. I could see it being his Padawan, but that would be kind of oddly a really sad arc because she's so young.
But yeah, I liked Ahsoka overall.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Whole story, yeah, I liked how that all went. I know some people are like, oh my God, why her? But she did well.
Well, people find anything to bitch about, especially when they get favors from the other side. So
I'm still bitching about Ben Affleck as Batman. Still don't agree.
Yeah, but that's just because you don't like the actor. We're not rich. We've got 44 bots listening to us. Like, who the fuck cares what we think?
I'm hoping one person cares. I'm hoping one. That's all. I don't care if it's a bot. I just hope they take my side.
No, I know, but it's like, I'm the same way with Kristen Stewart. I just can't give a shit about her movies. But
which one is she again?
Twilight Girl.
Oh, yeah, no, she was Yeah, she did Twilight, and that's all I remembered anyway. I know she did, like, three more movies after that. They all sucked.
From what I understand, she's making movies that some people like. I just don't care for her.
It's like the girl who played Hermione Granger.
Yeah, you don't like her?
I don't care for her. I know she did Beauty and the Beast, and I was like, that's bullshit. Terrible movie.
It was why I didn't have any comeback for, like, the Flash thing, because it's like, I can get if you don't like how neurotic Barry is, but if you don't like
Ezra Miller,
well, fuck, you just don't like the actor. Okay, that's fine.
I liked him in other stuff. I just didn't click with me fully when him playing him. But yeah.
Yeah. All right. I get it.
What else we got? Oh, Echo.
That was a good show.
I liked it a lot. And I for some reason thought originally she was tied with Daredevil, but I think she was technically Hawkeye than Daredevil to a degree.
She made her
cameo in Hawkeye first.
She's subtly been making rounds in the comics in all different kinds of places.
Like, but I liked how that story overall went, and well, even reintroducing Kingpin.
Well, I like this unique power set she's got, because in the comics she, at least for the last time I read any Avengers shit, she was a Phoenix host.
Yeah, I like that it's not that, and I like that it's more of her overall native heritage. Which was really great, and I like that it also gave a different dynamic to some people what, you know, their own family interaction can or might be. She was close to them, but, you know, to a degree a black sheep and just trying to struggle with it.
Well, but she wasn't. She went there was just family hurt in different ways. But no, what I liked about it was she was fucking badass in the fighting scenes.
Oh, she was always great.
Oh my gosh, and the laser tag. Oh.
But I liked that. I mean, I liked how savvy she also was, knowing that she had, like, just the one leg. And I don't know. Just how crafty she is. And same with her grandfather. I liked how he decked her out.
Oh, yeah, Graham Greene's a great actor.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. I was like, yo, that is badass.
But the grandmother was great, too. Like, the whole family was...
Except for her cousin. She's such a little pain in the ass.
Oh.
Miss Firefighter. I like the dipstick one with the dog. He was fucking hysterical. I loved him a lot.
The cousin was supposed to be hurt.
Yeah, I get that, but whatever.
I mean, it makes sense. Yeah. And she's not hurt by the end. It's a good story.
It's a good story.
Family redemption, you know. Yeah, it's been so long, but...
How did you feel about One Piece? I know it's already been out for a minute. The live action.
I liked it because, I mean, I know the purists get mad about it, but...
You don't read it, so that's fine, I know.
Well, read it, fucking watch it. Everything's fucking thousands of episodes in.
You don't have the time.
I know, I'm already reading every fucking thing I can on Marvel Unlimited. I don't have time to start reading One Piece or start watching One Piece. Because, like, you start watching One Piece now, you're so many episodes behind. And I brought it up to, I got a brother-in-law who is a One Piece fanatic. And I brought up, I knew it was going to piss him off, but I had to tell him, I was like, I like the live action show. And he started going off about, this, why did they do this? This character is blah, 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 blah. And I was just like.
Everyone has their opinion, but the fact was they literally did season one in seven stupid damn episodes.
But
I'm not saying it's stupid. It's just that it was a lot.
I had no fucking clue what he was pissed off about.
I know.
Because I had no...
I think I would have gotten it. I know it. Because there's two spots where I was like, I wish they'd introduced it. Yet knowing that it would have been useless. It was easy just to overshadow the character and just introduce him for 10 minutes and just, like, push him to the side, literally.
Yeah.
I think the one thing that I laughed with a couple people was the fact that one of the characters, Mihawk, people just felt mixed about the fact that I guess they found a guy who legitimately looked just like him. Just his accent was not what people expected. And it's like, well, you know, it's either you find the guy with the accent, but he looks nothing like him. Or you find the guy that looks just like him and just has a slight off accent. I thought it was fine. They really hit good details on it.
It doesn't matter. People always find a reason to bitch.
Yeah, that's the one I wasn't bitching at. I like this character. I think overall, I enjoyed it for what it was. Totally skipped the Usopp episode because he's just an annoying-ass character to me. didn't care for him. They also did do a live-action Saint Seiya movie. Knights of the Zodiac. It was not the greatest, but the guy who plays Zoro plays Seiya. So it was actually interesting. It wasn't that bad. I liked it.
I think I put the live-action Bleach movie on while I was doing something else.
I never bothered. I haven't even done Fullmetal Alchemist, and I was tempted to see that one, too.
Oh, no, the Bleach one was cool, because some of the characters who do the voices in the anime did the voices in the show, so like you could recognize some of them.
Nice.
But it was all right. By the end of it, I kind of wanted them to go to Soul Society, but they didn't.
One Piece, the live action, I enjoyed it for how it is. I'm excited for season 2. Really hope they don't fuck up Tony Chopper. He's one of my favorite characters. And I know you don't know who that is, but he's a little damn reindeer, and he's fucking hysterical.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you go in expecting them not to do what you expect them to do, then you'll be much happier.
Yeah, I know.
If you sit there going, they better not mess that up. Like, fuck.
Just have them try to look like a reindeer. That's all I'm asking.
And if they don't fuck it up in the movie, they'll fuck it up in the source material because they want it to tie into the movie. Like when Deadpool came out and all of a sudden the outsider character was on every fucking team imaginable because he was making them money and merch like no other. Like, it made no sense. All of a sudden the guy who couldn't be bothered to be on the X-Men team was with the X-Men, with the Avengers, with the X-Force, with this, with that. I mean, he's still fucking on all these teams. And it's like, isn't he supposed to be like the weird one that nobody likes? Oh, fuck. What is this? You know, it makes no sense. But they do it because, so they're either going to do it in the source material, do it in the show, or both.
Yeah. I'm excited for season 2, whenever it does come out.
I mean, eventually. They keep blaming everything on the writer's strike now. They're like, this is going to be delayed because of the writer's strike, and that's going to be delayed because of the writer's strike. And it's like, well, then maybe you shouldn't have tried to stiff the writers, you assholes.
Seriously, like...
yeah. Or the character actors, like, I mean, I get it. I'm doing stuff with AI at work, and AI is embedded in everything. Fuck, we're doing this on a Spotify platform. I go on to Spotify, my son now asks for the talking circle, because that's the DJX that uses AI sourcing to first play the stuff that you've been listening to all the time, so that it determines that you want to hear, and then besides that, play the stuff in the same vein that they want you to hear, so that they can try to sell you albums and shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was a...
there was one of our tangents that we normally would have had 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, no, I forgot. Damn it.
No, we had been at One Piece, kind of slightly shifted to Saint Seiya, which those who don't really know, that's Knights of the Zodiac. I enjoyed it.
No, I picked up the thread again. It was that writer's strike because what they wanted to use the AI for was, like, okay, so Secret Invasion, you know how they did the whole opening credits was AI-generated images?
Yeah.
So they wanted to utilize AI to basically mocap extras. Mm-hmm. And then just use those extras and their images in perpetuity without having to pay them for using them in things because it was AI-generated.
Wow.
So that was one of the things that they did. It was just like, really, you want to use people's faces as templates and then not pay them for using them as templates so that you can make money off their image? You fucking shits. That shows how much you care about people over profit.
Yeah.
But you know, that's the society we live in.
Yeah.
You know, profit is God. It's not even king anymore. It's God. Anyway, When the fuck did we become political?
I don't know.
So, we have our moments. So I think we cover most. I mean, we both saw Guardians 3, but that was a very long time ago. And
I saw it recently because I did not watch it the time that you had talked about it. And I kind of catch where some people were emotional. I wasn't as much because I was creeped out by a lot of the characters.
Yeah, but all that matters right now is kind of...
But I like...
There's a Guardians out there, and Jason Quill is now on Earth to be in whatever the next phase becomes. Because yeah. It's going to be Earth-centric.
I like they touched on different themes for every character. And overall, this time around, Groot was actually a lot more entertaining.
Yeah.
He was.
Well, Groot literally grew up before our eyes. Rocket always is. Rocket was the focus this time.
Yeah. Shame won't have Batista anymore as Drax, but hey, he did a damn good job with it.
We'll always have his harbulary batteries.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it was a good movie, but it was a long time ago. And really, when it comes to all this stuff that's coming out, it's what's on the horizon and how it builds up, because that's what they've been trying to do, is these universes. So, and right now they're trying to break down the universe to build it back up, and people are like, I don't like that they're fucking up Endgame's tight story, and I just am so over all the complaints. Like, just watch. It's comics. You said
you're mad about the movies, you'd be more pissed about the comics, so just deal with it.
Like, this is what you made these comics into franchises. The franchises are now being treated like big bad visual comics. So you know, yeah, there are going to be some that speak to you, and yeah, there are going to be some that you're like, I don't get why they did that. But it's, you know, they're not. It's the same thing as every other industry.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever.
That's true.
But, I mean, they're making the same type of movie they've been making. It's all... People act like they loved the first Thor, or they loved the third... I mean, fuck, people hated Thor 2.
Yeah, that wasn't great.
Until Thor 3 came out, and then they were like, why the fuck did they change the tone? It should be more like Thor 2. What the fuck did they do that for? Because people will always find a reason to bitch.
I do remember having that conversation, but honestly, Thor 3 was hysterical. Loved it.
Yeah, except for there was still that loud... Like, that's the thing, is people care so much about what the loud group of people behind a keyboard say.
Yeah.
Like, right now with that Suicide Squad, kill the Justice League game...
No.
There is this vocal group of whiny bitch-ass kids who are saying shit like, oh, they totally disrespected the Arkham series. Look, I played the Arkham series. I never intended to buy the Suicide Squad game because I was like, oh, this sounds like the same graphics for something I'm not really interested in playing.
Mm.
And, like, so the Arkham series... stands unruined for me. I don't give a shit about some cut screen that was released on another thing. Like, fuck, I'm not gonna play the game anyway. I wasn't gonna play Suicide Squad before. I'm not gonna play it again. Oh, you know what they did come out with that was really good though? So they're getting ready for that next Mortal Kombat movie.
Ooh, yeah.
Did you see a couple trailers? Yeah, but before. Did you see up on Max? They just recently released a Johnny Cage-centric animated movie.
Yeah, no. I saw that, and I was like, I'm not watching this. It's Johnny Cage.
So. It was funny. Joel McHale was Johnny Cage.
I just don't care to watch it. And if it was any other character, I'd be more intrigued.
Jennifer Grey was literally herself, except for her character was also, like, a demon in service to Shinnok. So, but, like, they just didn't use her last name, and they kept saying, like, Jennifer, and then I looked at her and was like, oh, God. They're like, Jennifer Grey plays pretty much herself. And you know that, like, I didn't realize this until they got divorced, but Jennifer Grey and fucking Agent Coulson were married for years.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Huh.
Ferris Bueller's sister was married to Agent Coulson. And then they did Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and now Agent Coulson isn't mentioned in any Marvel movies ever because, you know, he was only the most important part of Avengers. No, he didn't die.
I thought he died.
No, Tahiti resurrected him.
Right. For I like Agents the one he S.H.I.E.L.D. died.
Apparently so did the MCU because they totally separated themselves after... They did, like, a tie-in for... Captain America, when was it? I think it was Captain America Winter Soldier, where Hydra was revealed.
Yeah.
And then they totally separated. Said, fuck you, you're not a part of this anymore. So they had Coulson do
Yeah, because he wasn't in Invasion at all.
Well, they had all these different things with Coulson where like, He was in all these, there were all these like different variations of him. They were kind of like just slightly different. Kind of like how they did Constantine at the end of Legends of Tomorrow.
Oh my God. Love that show.
I went back and tried to watch the earlier seasons. The earlier seasons are not the same as the later seasons.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Because in the later seasons, they embrace the ridiculous and wacky.
Yeah. Love that they did.
Yeah. You know, they do that. So we've come to the end of most of our topics, but, you know, we were going to do what are you reading, but you're not fucking reading anything.
I haven't recently, but, and here's the thing, like, I will vaguely read a couple comics here and there, and I have a collection that I can just reread. I was reading more of the mangas, but because most of the writers, they have control as to how and when they want to publish. Yeah, I've stopped momentarily reading Black Clover, One Piece, trying to freaking find Demon Slayer, and just a couple other ones. So yeah, I just kind of put it to the side, but I'll get back to it, and I'll try to actually probably get Marvel Universe or Comixology.
So here's the difference: Marvel Universe is like Netflix for comics. Comixology is like Amazon. So you can with Comixology you got to buy what you're gonna read.
Oh, screw that.
With Marvel Universe you're streaming.
Might as well.
Marvel Universe. Now on Marvel Universe, what I've been reading, I took a totally circuitous route. I started with Wolverine comics. Well, wait. I started with a Sabretooth limited series from the Krakoan era.
Huh.
That led me to Wolverine. Reading some Wolverine. Led me to a crossover where Wolverine fights, then teams up with Ghost Rider. Well, no. It's weird. He fights him in the past, teams up with him in sort of like a buddy cop comedy in the present.
Oh, man.
like the darkest buddy cop comedy you can think of, where like they're investigating mutant totems of like body parts being strewn about by a serial killer in ritualistic fashion. But they're like, they go to one crime scene and Wolverine's like, we're 3 days late, fuck this. And he's like, wait, I got an idea. And they like then go and follow these forensic people who are leaving and then luck into the next call that is like coming in. It's like, oh, here's a fresh one, and this is luck, we have it, we're addressed as the forensic pathologists. And they just walk in and are like, hey, you guys want to leave to preserve the crime scene? And they take off their shirt and it's just Ghost Rider and Wolverine at the crime scene looking at this mutant who you had just seen at the crime scene's at a stadium. You just seen him trying to go to the bathroom and then get attacked in the bathroom. And then it's like his head and his arms and his legs are all arranged in a totem pole type fashion in like a peace sign against the wall. It looks fucking crazy, ridiculous. Wow. But so that led me back to Ghost Rider. And Ghost Rider is a horror comic, but it's this kind of, they have some really good stories. But I read the 19 issues of the current Johnny Blaze run, where, for those of you who don't know, Doctor Strange did a story, Damnation, where Mephisto tries to take over the United States, and Doctor Strange and Wong utilize Ghost Rider to unseat Mephisto from the throne of Hell, and so Johnny Blaze becomes the King of Hell, and
then gets roofied.
well, then he goes through this whole thing where there was this whole storyline where he just kind of has spent so long in hell, but it's been like only like a month up on the surface, and Doctor Strange has not found a way to get Johnny Blaze off the throne, but not Mephisto back on, and Lilith is planning to unseat Johnny, like all this type of stuff. And so he gets knocked out of being king for different reasons, and then that leads to partially this new book where it starts out with him
in a different reality,
in like a hallucination, demon induced hallucination. He escapes that. He goes on some normal, Ghost Rider type missions where it's him fighting demons and stuff, and it's really just some fun reads. But in the back of his mind, he doesn't understand why it feels a little bit off, like he and the writer aren't connected or something. And meanwhile, you keep seeing an eye poking out of the scar in the back of his head.
Ew.
And eventually, actually, it's ironically Wolverine who notices, dude, you smell funny, and helps him exercise that whatever it is in that scar. And it turns out to be like, they call the character Exhaust. And so this character is this demon who is corrupting things on the plane of on the earthly plane. But it's basically just like the exhaust of Ghost Rider. Like,
yeah.
It's more demon shit, but it's making more and more demons. And then he conquers his exhaust, and it becomes this like jealous bike for a few things. He also at this time meets a character named Talia Warroad, and where I'm at in the comics, she's just getting interesting because it's going more into her backstory and how it relates to, like, again, this overall horror comic vibe. She's pretty much a witch who got into this Cult of Mephisto thing, and now that shit's coming back and it might bite her in the ass. And meanwhile, Johnny Blaze is back in touch with his spirit of vengeance, and like, they're kind of on a good plane of partnership, while like just basically Johnny Blaze is not really resigned to the curse of being the Ghost Rider, but sort of like knows that's just the life he's going to lead. And he's fine with it because like he's been everywhere, man.
Yeah.
He's been with this curse, and it's been a curse, and he's been trapped in hell, and now he's been king of hell, and it's always been shit. And so he's just going to, you know, ride the road with this Ghost Rider and fucking save people from demons if he can. And he's got this person, this she's not really a sidekick, she's just another character. They're partners, kind of. She was a former FBI agent on their spiritual side. But it's just, yeah, I mean, it's a cool dynamic, and it's interesting to see where they're going. Unfortunately, I gotta wait a few months because Marvel Unlimited is about 3 months behind, and so if I'm all caught up, I got
nothing for the next few months.
Well, it's exactly what I hated about reading monthly comics. You sit there and wait for a month, and then you get a fucking chapter.
Yeah.
What book do you love to read in chapters? Like, it sucks, because you're sitting there like, oh boy, the next chapter's out, and you get to see one little piece of story, and meanwhile there's still the cliffhanger for the next one. You're just waiting and waiting and waiting. So like, I want to read them all at once. That's why I went back to and I'm reading the shit right before Ghost Rider Hell on Earth, because Ghost Rider Hell on Earth is when Johnny Blaze and Danny Ketch have been misled by Lucifer and a former angel into helping the former angel engage in his war on heaven.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
And so it's like, I've read it before, but it's a really cool story. And the delay will help me pass the time before I can finally read both Fall of X, which next time we'll have a little bit about the overall Krakoan era, because Fall of X is when it ends. And then also it'll give me time to put some space between now and the next time I read the new Ghost Rider comics.
There you go.
I'll also probably read the Danny Ketch Ghost Rider from the most modern run, but I'm in the middle of... I've got a lot to read right now.
To go in a different one, just because it happened to hit my mind, how do you feel about the fact that they're doing Daredevil in Disney?
I keep hearing
articles on it. I'm intrigued that they are.
Oh, yeah, the articles are because they want publicity on it, but, I mean, it's it's going to be the same show. It's still Vincent D'Onofrio is still Kingpin. Charlie Cox is still Daredevil.
That's all I'm happy for, yeah. I could care less about his love interest.
Well, but the thing is, I mean...
But I do want Foggy Bottom back.
You mean Foggy Nelson?
Oh, yeah, him.
Foggy Bottom, that shit's Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Actually, I think that's also a metro station. That's what I mixed up.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Met Nelson.
Yep. Oh, no, I got it wrong because it's the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou is the Soggy Bottom boy.
Oh, see?
I fucked that one up.
Either way, I'm intrigued. Please do not bring back Iron Fist yet. Luke Cage, I'm fine with. And Punisher, yes, please.
Well, no, the only one they've actually talked about is Punisher. But really, like, I think they gotta... I mean, I think they gotta treat it like, what comics are you actually pushing? And what stories are you actually telling? And how are you getting it in there? Because I get it, having some of these things in there, but where are they trying to lead them? Because they all, if they're all going to intertwine and they're all going to be part of a longer, coherent, like, shared universe,
yeah,
like, it shouldn't just be like, oh yeah, here's this thing, here's that thing. Like, what is it getting into? And so if they're going, they are having some of the street level stuff. And I think part of that is because the thing about the Avengers is, I mean, they were always a hodgepodge of characters thrown together to fight the sales of the Justice League. But if you're going with this stuff, with these movies, people are starting to want, you know,
actual storyline.
Well, and storyline that makes sense. Like,
yeah, to actually...
like, okay, so here's a space god, and there's a guy with a bow and arrow. The explosion over there would have liquefied him, so why is he still there? Like, you know, just that kind of stuff. Like, where people... And I hate to say it, because it's a fucking comic book movie. Shut up with your fucking realism. But, you know, I feel like some people are getting into that, and it's kind of sad, because it's like, shut up and let Superman fly, because the sun makes him powerful. Like, who gives a fuck the science behind it? If we wanted science, we'd be reading science books, not science fiction.
Yeah. All right, I'm hoping they can go with the stories, and I like the originals that they had. It's kind of annoying I can't rewatch them right now.
I've just watched all of them so much, I need new things to come out, because I'm...
I still haven't finished The Flash, the show.
I did.
It's the last season. It's the last season. I can't.
I did. I just didn't give a shit
anymore. I know, that's why I stopped. I think I was like 6 episodes in. I was like, fuck it. I'm just bored. It's too much.
I might go back and watch more Supernatural. That shit never gets old.
If I am, I'm only going to once again watch up to where they finally get religious and I'm out. I like the first 4 or 5 seasons. Where it's just one thing after the other with the slight inclination towards the super demon.
They always had they
I know they did, but that's why
they always had something bigger, something stronger, and they always had a formula, and they went with what worked, and it worked. I enjoyed all 15 fucking seasons.
Same with Smallville, but I actually like want to finish Smallville all the way up to season 10, which I never did. Yeah, it's like season 8, and I was like, eh.
Smallville was all right. I like Gotham better. Gotham got more ridiculous.
I liked it. And I was like, damn, you're done too. Gotham Knights wasn't too bad, and I liked it. It canceled.
I didn't watch it.
I didn't mind it. I liked it. And I liked how... I liked how reintroduced certain characters. Or their descendants. I was like, yeah, that's nice. They're not all evil.
Nah, I didn't watch it. At all.
Well,
it wasn't bad. I think I watched the end of Stargirl.
Never cared for it.
It was alright.
Same with I haven't finished even watching Doom Patrol.
I watched more of it, then slowed down again.
I don't even think I finished season 1. I was like halfway through and I was like, yeah, I'm going to find something else. But yeah, so we'll be trying to watch more stuff, and I will actually try to be reading
something.
I really haven't. Yeah. Something.
All right, I think last time we signed off by insulting San Diego, but Right now, I'm just really tired of Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Well, I'm just tired of Taylor Swift.
Don't say that. You'll piss off all the Swifties who don't listen to us.
Yeah, go fuck them. They can all suck it.
Yeah. I don't know. All I know is... Oh, man, I was listening to The Extreme Life of Matt Hardy last week.
Uh-huh.
And... it immediately didn't age well because Hardy was like, I think we're going to see a Ravens-Lions Super Bowl.
There was a lot of hope right there.
There was a lot of hope right there. A lot of dashed fucking hope right there.
Damn. I would have been okay with that, actually. I would have been very much okay with that.
Oh, I would have been okay with that, but...
it would have been nice to see the Lions finally actually make it to the grand game.
But as it stands, I guess, you know, in a little over, in a little under 2 weeks. No, a little.
Fuck. Under 2 weeks, yeah.
A little under a week.
Yeah, week and a day. Week and a day, shit.
In a little under a week. Go Niners! So I guess since we're praising San Francisco, it's still fuck San Diego, right?
Yeah. Hey, y'all lost a team.
Sucks for you. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.